أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تمسكوا بعصم الكوافر واسألوا ما أنفقتم وليسألوا ما أنفقوا ذلكم حكم الله يحكم بينكم والله عليم حكيم. وإن فاتكم شيء من أزواجكم إلى الكفار فعاقبتم فآتوا الذين ذهبت أزواجهم مثل ما أنفقوا واتقوا الله الذي أنتم به مؤمنون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about those believing women. They were in the state of Iman and they were in Makkah Mukarrama. They were in the nikah of disbelievers. Now when they came to Medina Munawwara, notwithstanding the treaty of Hudaybiyah that was in place, the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was simple, that the nikah with the non-believers would not be permissible, and hence now they would become part of the community of Medina Munawwara, and our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have to make the arrangements to send down the mehr that the non-Muslim, the polytheist husbands had paid to them, and that mehr will be delivered to those husbands. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect. We'll discuss the aspects and then we'll translate inshallah. Is that a Muslim, a believer that is in Medina Munawwara and he has non-Muslim wife or wives in Makkah Mukarrama, what would be the situation over there? On the one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now prohibits this nikah that a Muslim man has with a polytheist woman, a woman that is a mushrika, one that believes that there is more than one Allah, etc., not regarding the Yahud and the Nasara. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that nikah will also break off. But when that nikah breaks off and these women go back to Makkah Mukarrama, then, or they remain in Makkah Mukarrama, then it will become the responsibility of the people of Makkah Mukarrama, like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Muslims were compelled to return the mehr of the non-Muslim women that were married to Muslims, like the Muslim women that were married to non-Muslims, like that this money of the mehr must be now reinstored and given to the Muslim husbands. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُمْسِكُوا بِعِصَمِ الْكَوَافِرِ. Do not hold on to the nikah, to the bond of nikah with non-Muslim woman, that is the polytheist woman. وَاسْأَلُوا مَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ. Ask for what you have spent insofar as the mahr is concerned. وَلْيَسْأَلُوا مَا أَنْفَقُوا. And let them also ask for what they have spent. So now we find that the balance in the Shariat, the just laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that on both ways it is supposed to have worked out, that we will give the mehr of those Muslim women that left Makkah Mukarrama and came to Medina Munawwara, and similarly those Muslim men that had wives in Makkah that were non-Muslims, that nikah now becomes null and void, and obviously the people of Makkah would now have to take the responsibility and return the mehr to the Muslim husbands in Medina Munawwara. But obviously, the people of Makkah Mukarrama, they did not believe in the ayats of the Quran Sharif, so hence they did not return any of these mehrs that were due to the Muslim husbands in Medina. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about that in the next ayat. ذَلِكُمْ حُكْمُ اللَّهِ. That is the hukam, that is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we see this justly balanced Shariat and deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَكُمْ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that decided the matter between you. Allah ta'ala has judged the matter between you. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is more wise. Now, we look at the other situation, that these men, like one example that has been given, is that of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He made hijrat and he came away to Medina Munawwara, but in Makkah he had two wives from the time of Jahiliyyah that were in his nikah. They did not make hijrat, but Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they remained behind in Makkah Mukarrama, And now, according to this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had understood that now a separation that had taken place, and they would not be his wives anymore. وَإِنْ فَاتَكُمْ شَيْءٌ مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ. If any of your wives have slipped away towards the kuffar, in other words, they were in a state of iman, a Muslim had made nikah to them, and after that, Allah forbid, they had decided not to remain in the deen of Islam, and they had become disbelieving women, then what would happen in that case? فَآقَبَتُمْ. Then in turn, فَآتُوا الَّذِينَ ذَهَبَتْ أَزْوَاجُهُمْ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. There is one incident of a woman called Ummul Hakim Ibn Abi Sufyan. She was married to a Sahabi. She had been in a state of iman, and then now she goes away back to Makkah Mukarramah because Allah forbid she had left the deen of Islam. But historians have written that after that she again re-embraced the deen of Islam. But in this state, when she goes back to Makkah Mukarramah, the people of Makkah does not hold the laws of the Quran, they do not abide by the laws of the Quran Sharif. So what happens in that case? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now makes a sulah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reconciles those Muslim women from Makkah that had come away to Medina. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the community of Muslims were obliged by these ayat to give the mihr of those Muslim women. Their mihr had to be given to the non-Muslim men, but now the non-Muslims were not returning the mihr of those women that went back to Makkah Mukarramah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a great ease that if these women had to go back and no monies came from Makkah, then the monies that were due to the non-Muslim husbands, that money will be now used to be paid to these Muslim husbands that were in Medina Munawwara. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this way. فَآتُوا الَّذِينَ ذَهَبَتْ أَزْوَاجُهُمْ مِثْلَ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. Then give those husbands whose wives have left them and gone back to Makkah Mukarramah the equal of what they had spent, what the disbelievers had spent. So in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created this path that now the non-Muslim woman, after accepting Islam, they go back to Makkah Mukarramah. Those that were in the state of iman, for them the passage had now opened and they become community, part of the community of Medina Munawwara. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this passage, Allah opened this way, and these women then came to Medina Munawwara and stayed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِي اللَّهِ سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى الَّذِي أَنْتُمْ بِهِ مُؤْمِنُونَ. That being, that zat in whom you have brought iman. In other words, this rule and this law will be applicable, but at all times we will fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, both in matters of our iman and also in matters of our monetary concerns, whether it is with disbelievers, whether they are polytheists, whether they had iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. Our concern is that we have taqwa, we have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts, and hence when that happens, then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will purify us, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will strengthen the quality of our iman. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates this leeway that despite the fact that the Treaty of Hudaybiyah was signed between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Quraysh of Makkah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showed that in the issue of these women, there would be exceptions in both ways. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.